You're listening to SBS News. The World Health Organization hopes to have a massive stockpile of 2 billion doses of a COVID-19 vaccine by the end of next year. If a vaccine is successfully developed, the WHO wants it prioritized to those most at risk. These include the elderly, essential workers, and those with underlying conditions like diabetes or respiratory disease. The World Health Organization's chief scientist, Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, says countries need to come to a consensus on the global distribution of any potential coronavirus vaccine.
Because of all the investments going into this, let's say we will have 2 billion doses by the end of 2021. We should be able to vaccinate at least these priority populations. But a lot, WHO will propose these solutions. Member states, countries need to agree and need to come to a consensus. That's the only way that this can work.
So far, more than 8.5 million people worldwide have contracted the virus, with almost 450,000 deaths. The British government is cancelling its existing coronavirus tracing app, stating its system wasn't adequately compatible with phone technology. It's unclear when the new app may be ready, but the model will be based on Apple and Google-supplied technology to trace COVID-19 contacts. The UK's head of test and trace system, Dido Harding, defended the UK's service and says it will improve.
If you look at the scale of our national service, in terms of tests conducted per 100,000 of population, in terms of contact tracers per 100,000 population, it stands comparison with anyone in the world.
In the United States, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is considering imposing a two-week quarantine for any travellers arriving from Florida. It's one of several states, including Oklahoma and Arizona, that have seen a surge in new cases. Governor Cuomo says the virus is finally under control in New York State. With more than 68,000 people tested in the past 24 hours and fewer than 1% of those tests coming back positive.
We now have the virus under control. Yeah, but Florida doesn't and Texas doesn't. And these other states don't. And what happens if they get on a plane and they come to JFK? So we get the infection rate down. And then because other states are high, we could have a problem.
Nevada has recorded its highest daily increase this week with 379 cases, and most of those were in Las Vegas. The increase in cases comes 2 weeks after Nevada's casinos, restaurants and gyms reopened at limited capacity. While staff in the casinos are required to wear face masks, patrons are not, unless they're playing table games where there's no plastic shield between them and the dealers. Dr. Kerry Logan runs a medical practice that caters to tourists who fall ill when they're visiting Las Vegas. Dr. Logan says the casinos are doing what they can to protect their staff and patrons.
You're checking everybody's temperatures. All the employees are wearing masks. They have plexiglass between poker players and table games. There's social distancing between the slot machines. I mean, they're checking people's temperatures. They're handing out masks if people want them. Now, I think today they mandated everybody's guests have to wear a mask also.
The COVID shutdown in Las Vegas put thousands of people out of work and kept the tourists away. Dr. Logan says his own business is down at least 80% since the second week of March. He says the gaming venues are trying to strike the right balance.
They're trying to do the best they can. But if these casinos go into bankruptcy, and we have a 25% unemployment rate right now in Las Vegas, it's the highest unemployment rate in the country. So, and you've got to balance these things between the health department, between the gaming commission. Is it perfect? You know, who knows? And we've got to wait to see. It's not only do the reported cases of COVID go up, do the hospitalizations and deaths go up.
Latin America has had more than 1.5 million cases and more than 70,000 deaths from the virus. Assistant Director of the Pan American Health Organization, Dr. Jarvis Barbosa, says Latin American countries have to make more concerted efforts to contain the spread.
They need to increase the the availability of ICU beds, ventilators when this is needed. So many countries in Latin America, they have adopted this, and we think that now that we are in the middle of a very sensitive situation because cases are increasing in many countries in Latin America. They need to review the response. They need to strengthen all the measures that they have already adopted in order to get them more effective in this moment.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.